Oh, snap! It's another Snap Review from the Family Gamers.
This Snap Review is for Drop It, the strategic dexterity game from Cosmos.
Drop It is for ages 8 and up, 2 to 4 players, and plays in 30 minutes or less. We'd say a lot less.
I would say absolutely a lot less. I think we played a 3-player game and it took us about 15 minutes.
Drop It was designed by Bernhard Locke and Uwe Rapp, and it's published by Cosmos.
It is. You said that Drop It feels a little bit like Connect Four.
It feels a little bit like Connect Four if you were playing with tangrams, and if your object was not to make a line, but to make as few lines as possible.
So the reason why Anitra says that Drop It feels like Connect Four is because Drop It is a vertical board play area.
And on your turn, you are dropping shapes into the vertical play area. It's two pieces of clear plastic that make sort of a sandwich.
Right. So the way Drop It is configured, there is a vertical play area that you are dropping your miscellaneous shapes into. There are circles, triangles, parallelograms, and squares. And along this vertical board, there are a number of lines that represent point thresholds. What you're trying to do is to drop your pieces so that they hit other pieces in such a way that they climb up and score more points.
There's only one catch. Before you can score your piece, you have to check that it is not touching any pieces of the same shape, nor touching anything of the same color. If the piece you just dropped is touching the same shape or the same color, it scores 0 points.
Right, and the other tricky bit about point scoring is that there are some areas on the vertical board where you can see numbers and little circles, and those circles are different sizes. Those circles are essentially bonus points. So if any part of your shape is covering any part of one of those circles, you get additional points.
So that's the game. That's how it plays. It sounds simple enough, but once you've begun to fill that drop zone, you see the challenges. Because there's a variety of shapes and a variety of colors, you may end up without any safe place to drop. But you can always try to drop your pieces in just the right way so that they can bounce or roll or wedge themselves into a scoring location.
One of the things that I love about this game, and I would say that the vertical board is about, 14 inches tall or so. At the beginning of the game, when you're dropping your pieces, there's a fair amount of drop before impact, and so the pieces will move around a lot. But near the end of the game, those pieces are going to move around a lot less because they're simply not falling as far. So one of the things that's great about this game, it is a fantastic crowd pleaser. It's a wonderful spectator game.
Yeah, everyone watching, whether they are involved in playing the game or not, will gasp or hold their breath or cheer when you get a point or when you end up touching a piece that you didn't want to touch.
Right. So there's four colors of shapes in the box. There's red, blue, green, and yellow. And what they've done is, cleverly, there are 9 pieces for each color. And so what this means is you can play as a 2-player game where each player takes 2 colors, a 3-player game where you divide the 9 pieces of the odd color 3 ways and mm-hmm. share them, or a 4-player game where each player gets a color of their own. There's a scoring track, and you just continually score as you work your way up and use up all of your pieces. And that's the game.
Yeah, it's really satisfying to play. No matter what strategy you use, there's always going to be surprises when gravity takes over from your well-planned move. The pieces have just the right textures to make them sometimes slide and sometimes stand, which leads to some really unlikely-looking scoring sometimes.
Another thing that they've done with this game, which is fantastic, is that there are inserts at the bottom and at the sides, so that you can choose either to have colors on the sides and the bottom that you can't touch, or shapes on the sides and at the bottom that you can't touch.
Or you can even mix and match, as long as your two bottom inserts match each other, so that everyone has the same shapes or the same colors to avoid.
There are a few additional pieces. There are little joker tiles. Each player gets 2 of them, and you can use those if a piece drops in an invalid scoring location. But we've actually never used those.
Yeah, it almost kind of feels like cheating.
So the game is rated 8+, but we've played this with our 4-year-old and our 7-year-old with absolutely no problems. And when we talk about rule shifting things like this is actually, the Joker tiles are actually an option for a rule-shifting kind of environment where adults are not allowed to use them, but kids are.
Yeah, definitely. As you mentioned, our four-year-old plays. I cannot discount the fact that this is a game that our four-year-old and our seven-year-old will play by themselves, and it keeps the four-year-old's interest all the way through the game, from setup to teardown when they're done. There are not a lot of games we can say that for without adult intervention.
Right. So, we have a lot of positive things to say about Drop It. What do you think of the game, Anitra?
I really like it. I honestly don't think it could be any better or any tighter than it already is. It's a great filler game for your serious gamer. It's a great introduction game for all ages. Anyone in your family can play it together.
You know, we've talked about it for about a week now, what we were going to score this game. And I think that this is going to be our first 5 out of 5 snap review.
I agree. Would it be too strong to say that this game is perfect?
You know, I don't know, but I can't come up with something that I would make better. And for me, that's the threshold.
Sure.
So we absolutely love this game. I don't understand how it took so long for this game to come out, but now it's here. It's only $25. It is a fantastic release from Cosmos.
Highly recommend.
We're going to give Drop It by Cosmos a 5 out of 5 stars.
And that's Drop It
in a snap.